角色乃曼让我们看到是什么角色
The second role of Naaman
我们看到第二个角色我们知道他是一个严重的一个病人
Now we see that he's a very critical patient
我们看到这个严重的病人面对了一个不可能的事情是什么
The fact that he's facing
他的没有办法怎么样这个病是没有办法医治的当时
This is an incurable disease
我们看到他可能当初是这样有权威这样的一个大将的时候常常在家里面开 party 常常有社交活动
We probably imagine that as a powerful general he has a lot of parties in his house
但是当人家一知道他有这个麻风病的时候
But when people learn about his leprosy
人家很少来参加他的 party 的不敢去参加他的 party
Probably nobody wants to come to his party anymore
不但没有人到他的家里面参加 party 也没有人来邀请他参加 party
Not only they won't come to his party They won't invite him to their party
甚至于我们看到怎么样他到上班的时候到皇宫里面那个王他的老板讲你也不必来上班你 take 怎么样 disability 好了拿 compensation 好了你不必来了
Maybe even his king would tell him You don't have to come to the palace anymore Why don't you just take a vacation disability vacation
乃曼可能讲我现在还是一样有力虽然得了麻风病我还是可以打仗
But even Naaman may perhaps would say Well, I'm still strong I can still fight for you
但是王讲你还是怎么样 Take 一个怎么样 Unlimited vacation 在家里面好了
But
没有人要他
But the king would say You might as well take an unlimited vacation Nobody wants him anymore
这样威武的一个人我们看到第二节怎么样
This brave man, this valiant man.
他以前多威武，在亚兰人中间去打仗的时候，俘虏了以色列国一个小女子村。
In verse 2 it says, in the past, you know, this brave man, they go out and to war and they capture a weak young girl from Israel.
有一个犹太的一个小女子怎么样来照顾他的太太
？A young girl was captured to serve his wife.
我能够想象得出来，乃曼怎么样？出去也不能出去没有人要他没有人请他所以他在他家很大的院子里面一直埋怨一直怎么样很不开心
We can imagine that everybody deserted Naaman so he has to stay home and he is complaining all the time
就在这个时候让我们看到有一个不可能发生的事情有个 impossibility 发生了
But right at this point there is something impossible happened
就在他家埋怨没有人理他的时候他家里面有一个怎么样小犹太人一个仆人来跟他讲话了、
among his complaint among his groveling by himself there's this young Jewish girl
这个小的犹太人就跟他太太讲我们在犹太人有一个先知在撒玛利亚他有办法他可以医你
this young girl said to his mistress that's his wife saying that in my country in Samaria there is a prophet he can cure you
以前这个乃曼这个大将一句话出去怎么样人家都要服从他怎么会听他们家一个小佣人一个俘虏讲的话呢
in the past Naaman used to give commands to many people now he hears somebody commanding him
让我们看到现在怎么样一件无法想象的事情这个大将军要听这个小犹太女人的怎么样女仆人的一句话去求医了
so this looked like an impossible thing a great and brave general now has to listen to this young girl
你举目看你周围的人、啊、
if you look around you
哦、oh, 有些人真的好生气在人的面前
We see many people very brave, very famous among men.
你很非常的羡慕他。
You may admire them.
但是很奇怪的会有一天怎么样突然一个疾病临到他的时候。
But one day, sudden illness may have come upon them.
以前认为不可能的事情现在变成是可能的事情。
In the past, when there's something impossible, now becomes possible.
我们看到这一个严重的病人面对了一个不可能的事情
Here the serious patient now is facing an impossible thing
结果他听了他一个小仆人的话而去求医让我们看到是一个无法想象的一件事实
We can't imagine how this brave man this great man would listen to a young and weak girl
啊，他就听了小女子的话所以他跑去跟他的老板跟他的王讲第四节
So he accepted the word of this young girl and he went to see the king.
这个王实在是很爱这个将军，所以第五节这个王怎么讲
？This king really loved this general.
他讲你可以去。
So in verse 5 he says you can go.
你不但去，我还给你写一封介绍信。
Not only you can go, I'll write a letter of recommendation for you.
我想现在的话，他讲就是说你可以去，马上你坐飞机去，而且我 fax 一封信去。
In today's parlance, it says.You go, I'll give you the airline tickets and I'll also fax a letter over right away.
因为亚兰王怎么样征服过怎么样以色列王，所以他的一封信过去，以色列王就要听。
Because the king of Aram has already conquered Israel, so whatever he says, the king of Israel will listen.
好，我们就看这个乃曼就去了。
So we see Naaman went.
乃曼去，还是用世界上的方法，他去看这个先知。你知道他带了多少钱呢？
And of course, he go with his worldly means, with his worldly method. You know how much money he took with him?
讲到他带银子，使他连得750磅的银子。
Here he says he took 10 talents of silver. That's equivalent to 750 pounds of silver.
你知道，在二十几年前、几十年前，这个撒玛利亚整个一个城怎么样？只有2 talents买过来。五倍那个城的价钱，这么银子的价钱，他拿了750磅的银子。
You know, in a few years back, or maybe 20 further years back, a city in Samaria would cost only 2 talents. So this is 5 times the price of a city.
好，我们看到金子6000色克勒，金子150磅。
And we see that gold 150 pounds.
我昨天晚上算一下，到底多少这个金子值多少钱
？Last night I was calculating how much this gold would cost.
啊，这个如果我们算一个盎司大概$400的话，现在金子大概跌价了啊。
If we take one ounce costing $400,
150磅金子是$100,000带去，金子带了$100,000，银子还不讲了。
150 pounds of gold would be equivalent to $1,000,000.
然后带了怎么样？10套的金衣，漂亮的衣服。
And then another 10 sets of clothing.
他到撒玛利亚去见这个牧师了。
So he went to Samaria to see the pastor.
好，我们看到他去的时候，然后他同时呢，他带了一封信。第六节。
And then in verse 6 also he took along his letter.
啊，我们看到这封信怎么样？上面写了怎么？以色列王信上说，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这个信就要治好他的大麻风。
The letter says, the king of Aram said to king of Israel, says, with this letter I'm sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy.
所以这个亚兰王很厉害，他跟以色列王讲，你去，我给你一个怎么样？给你一个使命，给你一个 mission， 你要把我的大将大元帅医好他的病。
So he's giving the king of Israel a mission to cure Naaman of his leprosy.
我们看到第七节，这以色列王收到了这封信。
So in verse 7, see what the reaction of the king of Israel.
他撕裂衣服，犹太人撕裂衣服表示什么呀？表示不能忍受的惊喜。
He tore his robes to the Jews. This means that he can't bear this anymore.
他怎么样？他怎么说？他讲：“我只是神，能死能死能活呢。”
So he said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life?"
这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风。
Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy?
你看他拿到这封信之后，他马上一看到亚兰王给他这个 mission， 他马上撕了衣服讲 mission impossible.
So by tearing his clothes, he's saying that this is an impossible mission.
我们在这里看到小女王跟那个以色列的君王大君王。
We see the difference between that young woman and this great Israel king.
你看那个小小的犹太人，这个女仆，她对怎么样？对这个先知，她对她自己国家的先知有信心。
We see that young woman has faith in the Jewish prophet.
我们相信她是一个属灵的一个女孩子。
We believe he's a spiritual person.
但是我们看到这个犹太的王，以色列的王，这个王怎么样？他的反应是怎么样
？But we see the reaction of this Israel's king. 这个王他对他自己怎么样有先知，先知在什么地方他都不知道。
He doesn't even know if there is prophet or if there is, where is he?
约兰王的反应显示出来他对他自己，对他的神，对他自己的神没有信心。
Here this reaction shows that King Joram does not have faith in his God, his own God.
我们看到第七节后面他讲，你们看一看，这个人故意找一件事情来攻击我。
In verse 7 it says, see how he's trying to pick a quarrel with me.
因为他以为亚兰王要找这个事情来攻击他，来打他。
Because he thought this may be a pretext that the king Aram would try to attack Israel.
你看到没有，这个小女孩，犹太人的小女孩跟大君王的反应不一样的。
We see the different reactions between this Jewish young woman and this Israel's king.
反映出来他们的信心不同，反映出来他们属灵的光景不同。
Reflect the difference of their faith, reflect their difference of their spiritual conditions.
我们中间很多接受耶稣基督的弟兄姐妹们。
Among us, many of us have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior.
你知道外面的事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们的反应就显示出来你对神的信心，你的属灵的光景怎么样。
When things happen to us, when environment happen to us, our reaction would reflect our faith.
你的反应能够像那小女孩一样吗？
Would your reflection be like this young woman?
因为这个小女孩的反应怎么样，能够把她的主人带到神的面前。
Because of her reaction, she can bring her master to God.
因为这个以色列王的反应怎么样，羞辱了他的神。
If the reaction of this Israel king actually brought shame to his God.
我们从另外一个角度还可以看这两个人的反应。
From another angle, we can also see the difference of the reaction.
一个人的反应，小女孩的反应是一有问题的时候，把这个问题带到怎么样？把这个问题和这个人带到神的面前来。
Here, this young girl, when she faces a problem, she brought the problem to God.
我们看这个以色列王约兰王他的反应是什么？
Here, but we see the Israel King Joram. What is his reaction?
他的反应所想的马上是什么呀？马上是看到政治上的问题，说这个什么呀？是亚兰王要找他来打仗的机会。
Right away, he thought about political situations. He thought this may be a pretext that the king of Aram would attack him.
什么事情现在充满了你的脑子？
What's in your mind now?
是政治的因素、金钱、情欲，还是你的工作？
Is it the political problems, economical problems, money problems, or your own emotional problems?
这不但影响到整个你基督徒的生活，一件事情发生的时候，你的反应看得出来，你的脑子里面想的是什么。
So when things happen to you,Your reaction reveals what you are thinking in your mind.
当我们这个教会在往前进展的时候，
As our church progresses,
我们会有很多凭着信心我们的跨越 giant steps.
There are giant steps by our faith that we need to take.
我们中间一定有很多弟兄姐妹会有反应，
And many of you will react.
我告诉你，从你的反应别人看得出来，我是你的牧师也看得出来，你是一个属灵的人，还是一个属死的人。
So from your reaction, others and I as your pastor can tell what type of person you are, a spiritual one or a worldly one.
你的反应还是像小女孩一样说，我们把这个问题带到神的面前来。
Whether your reaction is like this young girl, say, we'll bring this problem to God.
还是说你的反应说，哦，这件事情会怎么样？会造成我们金钱，造成政治，造成教会的纷乱，还是这方面？你的信心在什么地方？
Or your reaction may say, this will cause problems for our church, will cause problems, economical problems, cause problems of confusion, other problems. So where is your faith?
这个以色列王的反应是，这个是一件不可能的事情， mission impossible.
The reaction of this king of Israel says, "This is a mission impossible."
但是这个属灵的小女孩讲，在神没有一件事情是不可以的。
But this young girl, in her faith, she affirms that for God, nothing is impossible.
我们不但看到这个
两个配角，这个小女孩跟这个以色列王的相比，我们也看到两个主角，我们是看到怎么样？第八节我们出现的这两个主角。
We see here the contrast between these two supporting casts. Not only this, but also see the contrast between the two main characters.
我们看到这两个主角是一个第八节，一开始是神人以利沙，这一个属神的一个人，属灵的一个人。
Here in verse 8, it says, Elisha, the man of God, he's a man of God.
听见了以色列王撕裂了衣服，就打发人去见王说。
When he heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message.
你为什么撕了衣服呢？你怎么这么样的小信呢？等于这样讲。
Why have you torn your robes? In other words, why have you so little faith?
可以是那人，那一个病人，那一个要怎么样，要需要神拯救的这个人来到我的面前来。
Have the man come to me.
他们到我面前来的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of coming to me?
在这边第八节后面讲到，就让他知道以色列人中间有先知了。
So that he will know that there is a prophet in Israel.
不是说以色列人中间就有以利沙，而以利沙的名就大了，不是这样讲。
They didn't say that so that he will know that in Israel there is a Elisha and a famous Elisha.
而是说怎么样，以色列中间就有怎么样，就有先知的，而神的荣耀在以色列这个国家。
And it's meant that so he'll know that there is a prophet in Israel, so there is a glory of God in Israel.
我盼望我们中间的每一位弟兄姐妹怎么样，多像这个犹太人的小女子。
I hope that all of us be more like this young Jewish girl.
当我们看到我们的社区，我们的怎么样分区聚会，我们所认得的人中间有问题的时候
，When we see in our area there are people with problems，
对他们来讲这个问题啊，这是什么不可能的事情 ，impossibilities。
Maybe to them these problems become impossible。
你能不能跟着小女人一样，犹太人说，我们怎么样？我把你带到一个地方，在那边你可以怎么样？神可以拯救你。
Can you be like this young Jewish girl saying that I can take you somewhere so that God will save you?
我们看到了第二个角色，这个乃曼的角色。
Now we see the second role of Naaman.
我们现在看